now back. Call Sabatino and Roland Smith. This is Smith, Sabatino, Roland. You had a thought.
How come you always say we're back when we didn't go anywhere?
Well, we're back off the airways.
That's what you mean.
We run into a closet, we grab a cup of coffee, we come running back.
Okay. Well, you know, because you live here,
yes.
That this has been a winter of freezing memories.
Oh, please.
And some miseries. It's been a winter of incredible beauty in the artistry of blowing snow and drifting snow.
Absolutely.
And it's also been a winter of constant cold, wind chills, sometimes beyond unbearable. What I was thinking about the other day in contemplating this past winter, because we had a few nice warm days, and now we've got a couple of cold days coming back. You know, climate is the big stage and not often noticeable for its change. Weather now, is the daily effect on living and lives and often announces its presence with a deadly force. Climate tells the future. Weather tells the present.
Agreed. I've been that way since I was a child. I've always been affected by and
I thought that was profound.
I think you obviously thought
about this long before I did.
I've always been attuned to the weather for some reason or another.
Yeah.
Because I always felt, for some reason, just as you've just noted, that it affects your daily activity. It affects your life. And it's always affected mine. For some reason, I'm affected by the weather.
Yeah, I wonder if there's some way that we could impart some of that weather wisdom to Congress. It seems to be the Republicans who are more in climate change denial than anybody else.
They are.
Not collectively, but certainly a group of them are willing to say, hey, nothing's happening.
Here's a good example of it. The National Oceanographic Administration just came out with their latest numbers. This was the warmest warmest temperature climate variation in the history of North America. Yet we had one of the coldest winters here. Overall, all of North mm-hmm. America. And it took them 3 weeks to get a reaction out of Congress on that one point.
Well, there was a congressman, I'm trying to think who, I think it was a senator, who chided his colleagues recently in the Senate about not paying attention to what science is trying to tell them.
Absolutely.
I'm going to find out who that was, and I'm going to ask him, because I know it was a guy, might have been a Wisconsin senator, but I'm not sure, to come on and talk about that with us.
I would love to, because the lack of understanding what's happening on the global scale is for these men is extraordinarily, and women, extraordinarily nearsighted, if you will.
What was the weather like? Because we've said in other segments that you were gone for 4 or 5 days in Europe. Was it warm?
They actually had a milder winter this year than in the past.
Than we did.
We've had a brutal winter here on the East Coast. Absolutely brutal.
Well, not only the East Coast, all across this country.
And Canada, the eastern part of Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Hudson Bay is frozen, and it has not been this frozen in 25 years, from Moose Bay, which is at the base of the bay, all the way to, I think it's called Accrued Island, and that is about 500 miles. Frozen solid. That hasn't happened in 25 years.
I wonder what Great Slave Lake is like way up there That's the Yukon Territories,
yes,
I guess, isn't it?
And Yukon Territories right next to Hudson Bay on the other side.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Fascinating. I love all this stuff. I could be a weatherman. Did you know that?
Oh, no. Oh,
I love standing by those boards. the green
I can
screen.
See it all now.
I love this stuff. I remember the great Tex Antoine. I had the pleasure of working with him.
Tex.
He was a character. But he always said, he's the guy who came up with the 6 inches of partly cloudy. That one time he blew a forecast and apologized the next day.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're shoveling out of my forecast of 6 inches of partly cloudy.
Right. I remember two weather guys used to work for. Will It Snow?
Yes.
And Mosley Fair.
Mosley, yeah. They were all characters.
Yes,
but they made it interesting, and they made you watch. And as a child, I watched.
Coming up, we have Frank Basile
and
Paul Howard. Paul Howard is the son of Mo Howard, one of the Three Stooges.
I'm looking forward to it.
And we're going to have an interesting conversation.
I'm looking forward to it. It sounds like a lot of fun. Here on Smith Sabatino with Roland Smith and yours truly on America Weekend, the Envision Radio Networks. Please stay with us. We're back.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The average wedding costs over $28,000. How can you bring that cost down?
Do what Dave Kirpin and Caroline Fisher did. They sold sponsorships.
They're both huge baseball fans, so they got a minor league club to let them use their stadium as part of a special promotion.
The 8,000 fans at the game loved witnessing their nuptials. In total, they got 25 sponsors, including flowers from 1-800-Flowers. So the happy couple put together a $100,000 wedding that didn't cost them a single penny.
Before you spend your hard-earned money on a major event, think about how you might get a sponsor to say, I do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So are you dating or married to a good-looking man? Well, if you're equally handsome, that's okay. But if you're a little bit plain and your lover is gorgeous, well, good luck. Here's the social science of it. Today's lesson comes straight out of animal science, specifically ornithology. Here's what scientists have discovered. If the male bird's plumage is bright and the female's feathers are dull, the male will probably be shameless, or put another way, promiscuous. The point, pretty people, just because they're gorgeous, get extra benefits, and apparently all manner of temptation is placed in their path. What's the cheap psychological trick? Plain birds married to pretty birds end up with a empty nest. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.